The following audio is a fantasy roleplay scenario between two consenting adults. Viewer discretion is advised. Okay, everyone. I think that concludes our lesson. No homework. Like I said, just please keep studying, all right? Please. All right, get out of here. Bye. Yeah, have a good one. I'll see you tomorrow. All right, bye. Well, what are you still doing at your desk? Don't you have somewhere to be? Well, actually, you do have somewhere to be. At my feet. Now. Get out of your desk and crawl over to me. very good. Aww, what a good little puppy you are. very good. At my feet, where you belong. Now, you're a puppy, aren't you? Stick your tongue out. Very good. Pant for me, puppy. Pant like the dog that you are. Very good. Oh, what a good little. You know what? I think you deserve some head pats. Yeah, you do. Come here. Oh, does that feel good? Huh? You like when I give you pets, little puppy? And what about some scratches right behind the ear? Yes. Oh, you like that, don't you? Good job. Now, as much as I enjoy having you at my feet, panting like a little pet, we should probably move this to my office, which is in the back of the classroom. So go on, crawl back there. And keep your fucking tongue out. Very good. Yep, to that door. I'll get it. Okay, get in. Now stay right there. I'm gonna pull my chair out from my desk and sit, and I want you right in front of me. Perfect. Now put your little paws up. Oh, very good. And keep your tongue out. what a good puppy. Now, I mean, I think we've established that you are a little dog, that you're a little pet, but we haven't really made it official that you're my pet. So, there's a few things I want to go over with you before we make it official. Now, something that is the most important is even though I expect my little puppy to be nonverbal, if something is wrong, if you're hurting physically, emotionally, anything, you immediately tell me. I don't care what we're doing, what's going on, anything. You tell me if something is wrong, okay? Nod your head if you understand. Stop panting. Nod your head if you understand. This is very important. Good. Because if you don't understand that if something is wrong, you need to tell me, then we can't continue. Okay? Nod your head again. I want to make sure you understand. good. Now, like I said, rule number two is that I expect you otherwise to be non-verbal. Do you know what that means? Does my little puppy know what that means? Or are they too stupid to understand? Non-verbal means you don't talk. You don't say a word. Because you're a pet. And pets don't talk, do they? No. Now, what sounds does a little puppy make? Do you know? Come on, you've got to know. They bark, don't they? Now, if you bark loudly, that I don't accept. I expect you to be a good, polite little doggy for me, which means you bark softly. Do you understand? Give me a little bark. Just a soft little bark. Oh, very good, puppy. Now for the last bit. Puppies can't go around without a collar, can they? No, they can't, can they? People have to know who they belong to. Now, I have something here that I've had for quite a while, saving it for anyone I might see fit to be my pet. And I've had my eye on you for a while. I knew you would be good for me. And because you've been so good, so eager to please, you get a collar from me. Now, this collar is a day collar, which means you wear it during the day, when you're around people, etc. It's discreet, and it has my initial on it. Now, if people ask what the initial is, well, I don't care. You can tell them, or you can make it up. That's up to you. Now, bow your head so I can put on your collar. There we go. Oh, wow, that fits your little neck perfectly. And it sits right where I want it to, right in between your collarbones. Oh, so pretty. Yeah, you're a pretty puppy. Well, I think that makes it pretty official. You're my puppy now. You're my pet, and you're going to do what I ask of you. You're going to obey me without question, aren't you? Give me a little bark if you understand. Good. I know it's hard for you to think. Yeah, you don't look like you're thinking of much right now. On your knees, at my feet, with your little paws up. your neck adorned with my collar. Aren't you grateful that I gave you one, huh? Aren't you so very grateful to your master? Yeah, you fucking better be. You better show me how grateful you are at all times. Because you should be. Because I'm going to take care of you. And I'm going to train you. Because puppies need training. And even though you are so very obedient, you still have a lot to learn. You have a lot to learn from me. And I have no problem teaching you. Inside and outside of the classroom. Yeah. You're going to learn how to do exactly what I want, when I want it, and how I want it. Because that's what happens when you wear my collar. When you have my initial on your neck. I own you. And I can't wait to start on your training. because I'm not going to be the only one who knows what a good little puppy you are. No. Mm-mm. But that's okay. That'll come. I just cannot get over how good you look with my collar on. Now, don't worry. I do have a legitimate collar for you back at my house. It's a bit less discreet than this one. And it comes with a leash, a very short leash, which I'll be keeping you on most of the time. But you like that, don't you? My dumb little puppy. Yeah, you need that. You need to be kept on a short leash. You do. I knew when I saw you that you were going to be my good little pet. I did. I could just tell by everything about you, how eager you are to please, sitting at the edge of your seat, hanging on to my every word. Oh. Yeah. Could spot you from a mile away. And I'm so glad that you're mine. Yeah. Now, I have a lot of work to do. See, your master is very busy. But you're my pet now, so you can't just leave. No, I can't let you out of my sight, can I? Who knows what kind of trouble you'd get yourself into. So I'm going to roll my chair back from my desk, and I want you to get under there. Go. Yeah, get under my desk. Very good. Oh, you really look like a puppy now, all crouched under there. You want a little pet, huh? Yeah, you've been very good. You deserve a pet. Yeah, because you're a good little puppy. Yeah. All right, now get under there a bit more. There you go. And you are going to lay at my feet. Just like a puppy should. Now you stay there and you stay quiet while I work. Maybe take a little nap if you want.